you don't need this on you. I know times are hard. You've done everything you had to. You cared and you always played your part. You'd be fine on the low with open arms. Sometimes you just wanna let go. I know times are hard. You've done everything you had to. You can't carry on the way things are. When each day takes you right back to the start. Please don't give up hope. And if you run into the fire and all your strength has gone, you don't need to feel alone. Remember that I'm here if you feel you can't hold on. Don't give up hope. Sometimes you just wanna let go. I know times are hard. You've done everything you had to. You can't carry on the way things are. When each day takes you right back to the start. To the start. Please don't give up hope. And if you run into the fire and all your strength has gone, you don't need to feel alone. Remember that I'm here if your feet you can't hold on. Just keep on running. Just keep on running. Just keep on running through the fire. Just keep on running. Just keep on running. Just keep on running through the fire. Please don't give up hope. And if you run into the fire and all your strength has gone, you don't need to feel alone. Remember that I'm here if you feel you can't hold on. Just keep on running, just keep on running, just keep on running through the fire. Just keep on running, just keep on running, just keep on running through the fire. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope.
It is time for Talkin' Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. I am your host, Taya J. Joined today in the studio all the way from Wales by James Kirby. James, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, such a pleasure to host you in Colorado. To start out, will you tell us a little bit about Wales? I feel like a lot of what I learned about Wales, I learned from watching Gavin and Stacey. Did you ever watch that show?
I have, yeah.
I learned a lot about Wales from that, but I feel like you could probably do it more justice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Wales, I mean, I'm from Liverpool, England. I was born and raised in that area, and then I moved to the southeast of England. But Wales, the south coast of Wales has been like a holiday destination for me since I was a baby, and I moved down there about a year and a half ago. It's a beautiful part of the world. It really, really is. I know we're in this beautiful part of Colorado right now, and I'm blown away by the scenery. But I'm right on the coast, and I'm living on what was declared the first area of natural outstanding beauty, which is quite a mouthful, but it's a really, really beautiful part of the world. So anybody listening, if you ever do find yourself in the UK, head to the Gower Peninsula, and that's where I'm currently living.
Lovely. How do you spell it?
The Gower Peninsula is G-O-W-E-R, and then okay. Peninsula. And I'm living in a place called Llangenneth, and that's L-L-A-N-G-E-N-N-I-T-H. So, yeah. Llangenneth, and there's is the way you pronounce the words with two L's at the beginning. Llan.
Love it. Llan.
plan. Well done. Yeah,
it takes some work. Yeah. I can't do it a second time. I think the first time was I just got lucky. Do you find that the way that you write songs is informed by landscape? Do you feel like living in Wales right now is informing the music that you're creating?
Absolutely. I mean, I write songs about my own experiences, people I meet, places I go, all sorts of things. But I'm because I'm currently living on a beautiful beach, one of the top 10 in the world, I'm definitely gaining inspiration from that. And some of my new songs from my recent album have stemmed from being in that part of the world.
Mm. Since you bring it up, let's talk about your most recent album a little bit. What can you tell us about it?
So the album is an album called Honest Man, and it's a collection of songs that I've, new songs, but also songs that I've had in let's say the bank for quite some time. And I find that with my songwriting over the years, there were songs that were almost forgotten about that I never put onto an album, and I didn't really have things happen and move so fast, and you're writing songs all the time, that so it's a collection of songs, new songs, but also some old songs that I've had there for quite a long time that I'm so glad that I've managed to bring to the surface.
Mm. Does your relationship to older songs feel different? I feel like to me, those kind of things, when they take so much more time, or when I take more time with them, they become more precious and therefore almost harder to almost let go of or bring into fruition. Have you had that experience at
all?
Yeah,
definitely. I think, with my songs, you know, even the earlier songs that I've written have evolved and definitely developed, and I love that about live performance as well. You can really put a different spin on them. But I just think anybody that writes music, you know, you should never leave those songs, even if you think, oh, I don't want to listen to that song ever again. It's like, oh, I'm just kind of sick of that song. You know, it's art, and it needs to be out there, and you need to get it out there. And so I encourage anybody that's listening, that if you do have a song that maybe you wrote 10 years ago or even longer, don't let it just sit in the book. Get it out there into the world, and you can really inspire people.
I love that. I think it's the American author Joan Didion writes this really beautiful thing about, I think it was her, about returning to old journals or old diaries as a way of keeping in touch with previous versions of yourself. And I feel like songs are that way as well.
Oh, you've nailed it on the head right there. That's a wonderful saying.
Yeah. The album is Honest Man. The title is Honest Man.
Yes.
Are you the honest man?
I try to be. That was the title track of the album. It's actually a song on the album. It was one of the very first songs that I wrote. And it's good to finally put it down onto the album. But yeah, I wanted to call the album Honest Man.
Yeah.
For that reason.
I love that. Take me back a little bit. Talk to me about when you decided that music was something that resonated. We were talking a little before the interview about, you know, kids and how often kids are exposed to music, and just that kind of magic when it really clicks for a young person to say, wow, this is something I'm excited about. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, so without going too much into the whole life story, we'll be here for a while. I grew up in, my father is now a retired church clergyman, church minister. So I grew up in the church, so there was always music around. And growing up, I was very blessed to have a piano in the house. I think my parents made the biggest mistake in buying me a drum kit for my 7th birthday.
Oh,
and this was not an electric kit, this was a full-on acoustic kit. But that obviously helped me along the way. We were speaking before a little bit about, you know, you've mentioned that you've played viola. I was the same as well. But I fell into guitar playing around the age of 5, 6 years old. And then so I've just grafted away. I had a few lessons. And, you know, over the years, I pretty much just taught myself. Played in all sorts of bands, rock bands. I was in a Christian band in the UK at the age of, I think, I was about 15. And I just played in so many bands over the years, and I've always loved the acoustic guitar and that sound, and it kind of came full circle. And so fast forwarding a little bit, about 12 years ago, or 11 years ago now, I made the decision to go into my music full time. And the reason for that, well, there's various reasons. I've always wanted to do it, and it's a scary thing going into the independent artist world. But I actually lost my youngest cousin I have a lot of family in Norway, and my youngest cousin was one of the victims on the Utøya shootings, on the massacre that happened in Norway on the 22nd of July. It was from that moment where I just thought he was a huge fan of my music, and I thought if I don't push this and go for this, I'm going to regret it. And I remembered speaking to my uncle shortly after that terrible tragedy. And I just said, listen, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go. And I haven't really looked back. And it's just been a bit of a roller coaster. So, yeah, there's a lot more to the whole story of my upbringing. But I've played from a young age, and I love encouraging people of all ages, especially youngsters, to learn how to play music, to write songs, to express themselves. I love doing that.
Thank you for sharing that, James. Really appreciate it. What was the name of your cousin?
Bendik.
Bendik.
Bendik, yeah. Mm. Bendik. Rosna Selingsen. And it was a really, really tough time, actually. I mean, we lose loved ones all the time, but in that manner and in the way that he was taken away from us at such a young age, really kind of made me think about where I was in life and what I want to do. And I know that if he was still here, he'd probably be with me. He always dreamt of being my photographer on tour, so he'd probably be here now snapping away and supporting me. So yeah, these things happen for a reason, in a way, to push you forward.
Yeah, nicely said. With that in mind, you mentioned just loving, inspiring young people. What do you say to inspire young people? What would you say to a young artist who's maybe just figuring it out, hasn't gotten to that place where they trust themselves necessarily, but they have a passion or they feel excited about something? What would your words of wisdom be?
I think it's really important, and it's so easy to say. It's so easier said than done. But I would say to anybody listening, at whatever age, let's just say whatever age you are, because I meet people of all walks of life that are starting out with their music, but especially with anyone who's let's say starting out, you know, even at a young age, it's really important to write from the heart and write what you're feeling, because if you know and not to worry about what other people think. It's said all the time, and it's the obvious thing, but it's so true. If you can get past that feeling of what other people think, you'll start to open up and you'll start to create some magic. But really write from the heart and don't be scared to express yourself in whatever way that is. Go for it. Do it. Get out there. And in terms of performance, maybe you haven't played an instrument for that long. Find open stages that you can go and play. Play everywhere and anywhere, and go out and fail, make mistakes, and don't. I'm. You know, I've been playing music a long time. I make mistakes all the time. You know, I can, but it doesn't matter. You just got to keep going and keep grafting away. Learn your trade. Learn what you can do. Don't be disheartened by any of those concerts that you might play or performances, and you think, oh, don't let anything put you down. Don't let anyone put you down, but just keep going.
I love it. I feel like I need to listen to that every single day. With that in mind, James, will you play something else for us?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I'm going to sing you a song from this new album, and it's about finding anywhere home with the person that you love. It's called Anywhere. I'm dreaming all the things that could begin. And all the places that we've been and seen together. And all the people that we met along the way. No matter where we are, we only share one heart. You and I make anywhere home.
this life I'm seeing. You give me meaning. I was lonely walking, now we're walking hand in hand. And all the places that we've been and seen together, all the people that we met along the way. No matter where we are, we only share one heart. You and I make anywhere home.
James Kirby joining us today on Talkin' Music. Such a pleasure to have you.
It's great to be here. So nice, honestly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, such a pleasure. You're doing quite an incredible United States tour right now. How's it going?
It's been so far so good. And I'm good. So excited for these next run of concerts. I have four more concerts left in the US before I head to the UK and into Europe to start my tour there.
Amazing. Wow. Well, we're so happy we could kick it off a little bit. I know that you have some connections to Colorado and some connections to this area in particular. You want to talk about that a little bit for our listeners?
Absolutely. And one of your homegrown, one of the finest musicians, finest men, people that I've ever met, David Starr, has been a good friend over the years. We met performing in South Pasadena in California. I think it was probably about 8 or 9 years ago. I can't remember exactly, but I remember turning up to do a showcase concert. And I still to this day can't remember how I ended up in this venue or even how I got this concert. But there was a number of musicians. And I find that whenever I'm so accommodating, I'm so open and I'm so welcoming and I love meeting people, but not all musicians are like that. And that's fine, you know, but it might be stressed out with the gig and whatever's going on. But I remember turning up and setting up my albums and some of my merchandise and next to David and we met there and then. And he's just been a real true gent and been such a good friend. And it's great to meet him, but also when he comes to the UK to be able to accommodate him and look after him and help him along the way as well. But David Starr is the real connection for me being here.
And what a special moment. You will be playing the Grand Mesa Arts and Events Center on Saturday, April 20th, this
yes.
upcoming Saturday. And David has been a huge part and piece of that resource in the Cedar Edge community, which is just such an amazing thing to have in a town the size of Cedar Edge. It, you know, such an amazing benefit to our area to have such a cool and dynamic event space like that. So what a cool thing.
It really is. And you know, I flew into Montrose Airport And I was driving, and I was never been here before, so this is all new to me. So I'm driving through, and thank goodness for the technology and the maps that we have that we can follow where we get meant to be going. But when I turned up, I was just thinking, wow, what a place. And David runs Stars Guitars, which is a wonderful guitar shop. And I went in, and when I arrived yesterday, I was so tired from an early start flying from Austin. But I had an opportunity to go across the road to the Grand Mesa Arts Centre, and wow, what a venue, and what a wonderful bunch and group of people that are running that place. They are so welcoming.
Yeah. Reminder to our listeners, that's this upcoming Saturday, the 20th at 7 p.m. There are still tickets available, from my understanding. Can you back me up on that, James?
Yes, okay. Yes, I've been told there are. And if you are and you like my music, I promise to take you on a really good musical journey. And it'd be great to see you, and hopefully you can come out and support me.
And you'll also have another local singer-songwriter playing with you, Ellen Stapendhorse, as well. And she is a North Fork Valley musician and just an amazing woman. So what a cool thing for the two of you to be playing together. It's like all these different worlds colliding in one place.
It's so good, the networking side of it. But also for me as a music lover, I spend a lot of my time on the stage. So for the opportunity for me to listen to somebody else perform and get to know somebody else's music is a dream for me as well.
Yeah, it seems like there's a really cool exchange to learn about people through their music. I mean, that seems like it's almost like rather than... You can have conversations and get to know somebody, but it's very cool to get to know somebody through their music, especially as a fellow musician, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. You exchange stories, and for me, it all inspires me. It doesn't matter if I'm playing in an open mic in Fort Lauderdale or wherever. You meet somebody and they're expressing themselves. It can inspire me along the way. It really can. So really excited for these concerts at the weekend.
Love that. Reminder to our listeners, there are still tickets available to that show on Saturday the 20th, starting at 7 p.m. You can find tickets and information at gmaec.org. James, will you play something else for us?
Of course. I'm going to sing you a new song. So this trip in the U.S., has been a mixture of yes, concerts, but also networking, going out playing small open mics or joining other artists on stage at their concerts. Radio stations, as wonderful as this is, and it's also been a chance for me to write some new songs and ideas that I've had. So I'm going to sing you a brand new song, which I'd like to say is finished, but you know, they can always develop. But I'm going to sing you a brand new song, and it's about trying to figure things out, trying to figure life out in many ways. And a lot of people have said, doesn't matter how old you are, you're still trying to figure it out. So this is a song called Figure It Out.
And I've been waiting for the sun to come out. I've had enough of living in a cloud. When will I get a chance to feel I'm finally found? Some people have it in the palm of their hand. Some need a little longer to find another way round. It's crazy how life goes by so fast. One blink of an eye and the time has passed. You think you've got this whole thing written down. But I wish the world would just stop so I can figure it out. I've been trying to get my wings off the ground so I can fly high and beyond somehow. It's now or never or forever, I'll live in the doubt. Seems people have it all worked out like a plan. Some need a little longer to find out just where they stand. It's crazy how life goes by so fast. One blink of an eye and the time has passed. You think you've got this whole thing written down. But I wish the world would just stop so I can figure it out. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning. The world keeps spinning, the world. It's crazy how life goes by so fast. One blink of an eye and the time has passed. You think you've got this whole thing written down, but I wish the world would just stop. I wish the world would just stop so I can figure it out. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning.
Brand new song from James Kirby. It's so cool to be on the receiving end of something that is so fresh and new. Does it feel vulnerable to share things that are new to you?
I always find that when I'm writing new songs, the moment you've performed that song, like now on the radio and to you in this room, I feel like it's been baptized and now it can go into the world and try and help people and grab people, if that makes sense.
I love that. I love that. I love that you're finding time to write songs while you tour. I mean, that I'm not a touring musician, so I don't know, but it seems like that is such a busy... It's just such a busy practice. You're doing so much, you're moving, you're seeing so many things, you're in so many new places. What's your approach to touring? How do you sort of tend to yourself and how do you make sure that you find time to be creative and to document as you go?
So ideas are always flowing. There's ideas that I've had in the pipeline for some time. And, you know, you can always dive in when you're on the plane or you're in the car or you're traveling along the way. So Firstly, I love touring. I love being on stage. I like some downtime as well, and I love going back home or wherever home is. So I find there's so much inspiration that comes from touring. And when hopefully I'll get to co-write with David Starr over the weekend when I see him. I know he's away at the moment, but when he's back, hopefully we get a chance to co-write. But yeah, I find that touring is so inspirational to me for my songwriting and is paramount for what I do.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And you mentioned you love being on stage. What do you love about it?
I just get lost. It's hard to explain, and anybody listening that might be a performer, whether that's acting or music, I've always loved it from a young age, and it's a place that I go and can just forget about the world and get lost in my music. Mm-hmm. And so there's probably so much more to explain about that, about being on stage, but that's really one thing that really, like, what I love about it.
Mm-hmm. What do you love about making music?
I think there's different ways of explaining this, but for me, when I'm listening to my favorite artist, whoever that might be, would be, if you ask me, it'd be a long, long list of artists that I've listened to. But I always see it in a way that I've only ever wanted to do to other people with my music what my favorite artists have done for me. And you might think of an artist right now, the listeners, yourself, artists that will just have you dancing in the kitchen whilst you're cooking, or you're driving and you just think, that song just gets me. That is really what I love about songwriting. And there are people that come up to me at concerts and sometimes might be in the streets somewhere, and they'll tell me that their music's helped me through whatever they're going through right now. And that is like, that's the best thing. That is the most beautiful thing about being an artist, that your music can help people along the way.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so nicely said, James. Thank you so much for making time to chat with us.
You're very welcome. I hope you all have a great, great day, a great evening, great weekend, and hopefully I'll see you at some of my upcoming concerts.